Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Tiziana Deering. How are you today, Greater Boston? Because it is a heck of a Monday. The biggest election of most, if not all, of our lifetimes is winding down, we think. The biggest pandemic in 100 years is raging back for a second wave, and the world's oldest continuous democracy feels like it might be in the balance. We're going to bring it all to you this week as it unfolds and talk with you about it. And a lot unfolded just today. In three separate press conferences, Governor Charlie Baker announced new executive orders to curb the coronavirus. Boston Mayor Marty Walsh addressed record voter turnout, and Secretary of the Commonwealth Bill Galvin called Donald Trump's behavior illegal.
What we should not do to deal with these trends is shut down our economy or close our schools.
If you're not happy with the direction of this country, go out and vote. If you're happy with the direction of this country, go out and vote. That's what the message should be today.
As one of the nation's senior election administrators, I find the president's comments both appalling, disturbing, and really criminal.
So WBUR reporters Steve Brown and Kyrie Thompson were at all the press conferences today. They join us now. Steve and Kyrie, happy Monday to you.
Same to you, Tiziana.
Kyrie, do we have you too? Okay, well, Steve, I'm going to start with you because we're going to turn to you first. It's all right. I'm going to start with Steve anyway, Kyrie, because I want to get through these announcements. Governor Baker had a press conference at about 1:30, and he made some pretty big announcements. Let's start there, Steve. Tell us what's new.
Well, everyone, as of Friday, will be required to wear a face covering. It doesn't matter how far you can be from others. If you're out in public, wear a mask. He's going to roll back openings, more of a curfew type thing. Indoor recreation venues such as theaters, casinos, and other entertainment-based businesses have to close by 9:30 at night. Restaurants will have to stop table service at 9:30, but they could continue with takeout service. Liquor sales must also end by 9:30. They're rolling back the private gatherings must be limited to 10 or few people for indoor events, 25 or fewer people at outdoor gatherings. All gatherings inside and outside also have to be over by 9:30 p.m. They're trying to eliminate some of these house parties that we've been hearing about. Here's the governor talking about what he hopes the overall effect of these new executive orders will be.
The most effective weapon against this virus, of course, remains personal responsibility. With these measures, it's our hope that we can encourage everyone to act responsibly and stay away from riskier activities, group social activities, social interactions with people you're just too familiar with.
Now, the governor says that we should not be shutting down the economy or closing schools to halt the spread. But he adds that if we do nothing, we will create problems for the healthcare community as they try to deal with this virus as the fall goes on.
So let me clarify two things, Steve. One, is there a curfew? And two, is this mask usage anytime you're out in public, is that a mandate?
Well, it's a good way of framing it that it is a curfew. They want people to avoid situations where people would gather, and they're hopeful that by pulling the plug on things at 9:30 at night, things might not get out of hand. As for the mask mandate, it's a bit more clarified. Before, there were exceptions, and the key provision of the old mask advisory was where you were to wear a mask if you could not safely social distance. Now you're supposed to be 6 feet apart, 8 feet apart, that, you know, nobody's out there measuring or anything like that. Now it's a blanket order. If you're outside of your home or office, wear a mask.
All right. So you mentioned that the governor's saying, I don't want to shut down schools, I don't want to shut down businesses. There will be economic impact here. Did he talk about that at all for businesses, for essential workers?
Well, essential workers still will be going to work. There's an exception for that curfew for people that are working overnight. So they're not going there. They're just, again, kind of trimming that for restaurants and casinos and venues like that. 9:30, that's the cutoff time for that.
And did he say anything about the election tomorrow, Steve? It's got to be on his mind.
Yeah, he said get out and vote, which is probably a good thing if you haven't done so already. A lot of people already have. He did talk a little bit about post-election this week. I know a lot of people are concerned what's going to happen after the election is over. When we assume somebody's going to be declared the winner, will there be some sort of a backlash here in the Boston area or Massachusetts after the election's over? The governor has activated 1,000 members of the National Guard, more so to be on standby in the aftermath of the election. He says that several communities have asked for this more as a precaution than anything else.
Okay, thanks for that, Steve. So there were these other two press conferences today that both focused on the election. Kyrie, I'm going to bring you back in here because one of those was with Boston Mayor Marty Walsh. You were there. What did he want to tell people today?
Well, I'd say the mayor's comments boil down to two essential points, really. Get out and vote, for one, but more importantly, do it safely. And, it wasn't just talking about safety during the pandemic, which is something that, we're going to talk about. But he spent a lot of time talking about the tension surrounding the election. He said it's unlike anything he's ever seen before, and that no matter what the outcome is, that he expects emotions to run high, regardless of who wins. And he says that's okay. It's okay to have that emotion, but he urged restraint and respect, both at the polls and after the voting is done. And if you want to speak out about the results, do so peacefully. He also took a moment to address concerns about the results maybe not being known tomorrow night and us perhaps not knowing the full picture of the election until later in the week. He said that, it's fairly normal for us not to know exactly, to not have all the votes counted on Tuesday night or even Wednesday night, that sometimes we don't know for a little while, and that mail-in ballots are not necessarily they're not a problem, right? They're just, you treat them just like, absentee ballots for the military or, people who can't get to the polls. So it's notable that he didn't mention President Trump's name here, but I took that to kind of a veiled response to President Trump's preparations to cast aspersions on anything that, the election results not being known by tomorrow night.
So Kyrie,
basically saying this is a process.
So just very briefly, did he talk about turnout and what he's expecting?
Yes. So he mentioned that it looks like this election season could break some records. Over 432,000 Bostonians have already registered to vote, about 15,000 more than 4 years ago, and that more than 150,000 ballots have already been cast, about 55,000 through early ballots and more than 100,000 through mail-in. So he said that that's more than, 33, almost 34% of the registered number of voters that have already voted, and noted that only 66%, or just about, total, voted in 2016. So he thinks that they're going to exceed, if not shatter, that tomorrow.
So Steve, you were at Secretary Galvin's press conference. Let's build on what Kyrie was just saying. What is he saying about what turnout's been so far and what he's expecting?
Yeah, we're headed toward a record turnout when all is said and done. We're looking at about 75% turnout. Secretary Galvin says that 2.3 million people in Massachusetts have voted already, either by mail or through early voting. And he says that about 1.3 million will actually turn out in person tomorrow.
And what about the breakdown between suburban and urban voters? My understanding is he's been watching that.
Yeah, he says that he expects a big turnout tomorrow in the urban areas, in the cities. He says that's always been the case, and that's what he's expecting tomorrow.
So, Kyrie, that ties into the kind of turnout that Mayor Walsh is expecting on Election Day. Tell us what he's talking about physical safety. We just heard about the new steps that Governor Baker's taking because the coronavirus is surging.
Right. And, he started off his presser by acknowledging the coronavirus numbers from Massachusetts and in Boston specifically. He mentioned that there were 112 new cases from over the weekend. And so he's acknowledging the rising cases. He said that there are going to be clear social distancing measures and markers at the polling locations. and that the polling locations will be cleaned multiple times throughout the day to help keep things disinfected as much as possible. And as he's often said in the past, he's telling everyone who goes out to vote in person tomorrow to wear a mask. So here's what he had to say more generally about what he wants people to do.
Don't try and make a political statement tomorrow by going to vote without a mask. Have the courtesy for the people around you, the people in line. Some locations might have long lines. We're asking you to be patient as you move forward.
So as you can see, not really up for debating the whole mask point. So he really expects people to do that, but also really think about the people that are there and think about the polling workers. He said that these are very experienced people. They've done this before, but this is a different kind of situation.
And Steve Brown, in this last little bit, Secretary Galvin surprised me a little, got kind of fiery about the president and his increased attacks on the ballots, not cast on Election Day, on count of ballots, et cetera. Can you tell us a little about that?
Yeah, he is miffed at the comments from the president questioning the security of mail-in voting, although it's important to point out that Galvin, a Democrat, has often been quick to call out the Republican administration on a lot of things. He says that for years, Massachusetts has been allowing some form of vote by mail, and that it has gone off without a hitch. He expects the same this week as well for those who have voted by mail. Galvin says the president's statements about mail-in ballots are simply untrue.
Here in Massachusetts, it has been our practice for many, many years that members of the military, if they voted and had their ballot postmarked by the date of the election, their ballot would be counted, even if it was received up to 10 days later. To suggest that somehow this is criminal or this is improper or this is illegal is disgraceful and criminal.
Now, Galvin says it's important that every citizen who participates in the election properly has their ballot properly executed before the close of the election, before Election Day, and make sure that it is received in the best way that they can, that their vote is counted. He says that it's extremely important for the integrity of the electoral process and the future of our democracy.
Well, I know you'll both be at the polls tomorrow, and we'll look forward to following you. That's WBUR's Steve Brown and Kyrie Thompson. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you.